After months of campaigning, the 17th Senate District candidates finally met in a forum held at the American Legion this week in Mauston. The local Top 40 radio station plays music while the candidates mingle from table to table talking with voters. Republican candidate Howard Marklein is a state representative and Spring Green native. He says he was motivated to run for office a few years ago after money was taken out of the state's transportation fund.
I'm an accountant, I'm a CPA. Honest budgeting, being truthful with our taxpayers is very, very important to me. And that's one thing I'm going to fight for very, very hard, make sure we do not revert to some of the less than honest practices that were done in the prior administration.
Marklein has the support of groups like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. It recently recognized him for voting 93% of the time on what it calls job creation legislation. His Democratic opponent, Pat Bomhack, has lived in the 17th Senate District for a few years. He's trying to start a law firm in Spring Green, but doesn't currently practice. Bomhack is quick to point out his admiration for the district's outgoing Senator Dale Schultz, a moderate Republican who is known for voting against his party.
I will be someone who builds consensus and seeks compromise, because we need more working together in Madison and less partisanship.
The state's Democratic leaders put their support behind Bomhack before the primary election, a move that upset prominent Democrats in the district who had their own candidate. During the forum, the candidates' differences were on display. Take rural school district funding. Bomhack wants to adjust the funding formula. He supports State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers' proposal, which guarantees a financial minimum for each student and shifts funding away from property taxes.
Our rural schools are so critical to our communities, and what I'm going to do as senator is fight to ensure that our rural schools are getting the funding that they deserve.
But Marklein says Evers' plan is too expensive. He says boosting enrollment would increase funding.
Declining enrollment underlies the majority of their concerns, and more than anything, we need good paying jobs out here. Once we got, good jobs, families follow, families come, kids come, and some of that funding issue, goes away.
One of the voters carefully listening to the candidates during the forum is former state superintendent John Benson of Mauston. He says education funding and raising the minimum wage are major issues, so he's voting for Bomhack. Marklein says increasing the minimum wage could hurt employers, a stance Benson disagrees with.
It's a bunch of baloney. And for somebody to have to work for $7.25 an hour times 2,080 hours in a work year, they're absolutely on welfare. And it's sinful, especially when we see what some people are earning in this society and aren't paying enough in taxes to support a higher wage.
Cynthia Bomber of New Lisbon says she was impressed by Marklein's ideas at the forum and felt like Bomhack spent too much time attacking his opponent. She says that's one reason she'll be voting for the Republican.
Maintaining the progress that we made under Governor Walker with job creation and the stability that has been created, and I just want to preserve that.
Both parties want a victory in this district. If the Republicans win, they could maintain control of the state Senate. But a Democratic defeat could result in a power shift in the legislature. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.